That was quite an introduction to today's session. I'm Jeff Young. I want to welcome everybody to the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board's February 5th meeting in San Luis Obispo. We're going to begin our meeting. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Yes, I will introduce Carol Hewitt, who will call the roll.
Thank you. David Hodgin.
Present.
Monica Hunter.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Here.
Jeffrey Young.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Gary Shellcross is absent.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol. And seated next to Carol is Michael Thomas, our Assistant Executive Officer. We will be hearing from other staff as their items are come up. And Chris, do you have the cards? Chris Adair is in the back of the room. He has the testimony cards. If you could please fill those out for the item that you're interested in and give those back to Chris, that would be helpful. We have, we do not have our, oh, and to my left, who is, she's just recovering from that bout with the bagpipes. It's our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board, Francis McChesney. Our other Francis is our State Board Liaison, Francis Spivey Weber. She was sorry that she was not able to attend our meeting today due to a conflict, and she hopes to make it next month. Let's see. Jorge Leon is here from the State Water Resources Control Board Office of Enforcement, and he's here for three items today. And we have items that have supplemental information prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. And I will go through those in case you have not received those yet and you're interested in them. If that's the case, we have extra copies in the box in the back corner of the room. So first of all, on item 10, the enforcement report, we have our so-called Q&A document. This is where the board members have sent us questions, and we've provided answers for them and printed them out so that everybody has the same information. On items 11 and 12, we have supplemental sheets regarding supplemental environmental project. On item 13, we have two supplemental sheets, and then we may have another couple of supplemental sheets when we get to that item. They're not, those second two are not available yet because the chair has to decide on allowing them. On item 14, it's called outreach options. We have a supplemental sheet. On item 20, which is the executive officer's report, in the agriculture section of that report, we had some questions and answers, so our Q&A document covers that part of the report. And I believe that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs.